Top It Off Tuesday, live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. I'm sorry, to 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. I will be giving you all of the hot, juicy gossip that we all love to talk about the celebrities. You know, anything that I can find, anything I can dig up and find for you, I will try to give it to you right here live. Top It Off Tuesday with DJ TY right here at radio.dominican.edu. So, how is everyone doing today? Oh, it's been a crazy weekend for me. How about you? Oh my gosh, have a couple of little events that went on this weekend. You know, I'm gonna wait a moment to talk about that one though, because that's kind of a bigger topic. And I like to start off kind of small, lead into the big. The grand finale, I should call it. And then maybe at the end, you know, throw in a couple of like randoms here and there. One thing that I've been trying to keep track on lately, because it's been a big, big thing, is the whole Chris Brown and Rihanna. You know, it's been pretty much the same, you know, that we keep seeing them out in public or out in parties and, you know, all kind of little things like that. But one thing that I've been trying to keep track on is the whole Chris Brown facing prison time because he allegedly took a girl's iPhone, which is like bizarre. But he did, and she pressed charges on him. And, you know, I guess she's not a big Chris Brown fan, I'm assuming, because I would have just said, you know what, you can take my iPhone, you know, it's all yours, just give me a call. No, I'm just kidding. But apparently, I guess he was at a party or club or something, and the girl's trying to take pictures or video or something with her phone, and Chris Brown supposedly took her phone, like, give me that, you're not about to put this on Twitter or YouTube or whatever it was, he said, and they drove off. and she's pressing charges, and he might actually really be facing some prison time because of this. Looks like he'll be charged with the snatch and grab robbery. I never even heard of that, but I guess it's something that he's going to be charged with, and it's a felony charge. Which is definitely something he don't need. He don't need no more run-ins with the law. He's still on probation, you know, and we're not sure. He can face up to 5 years for that. So we need his, like, attorney to make a miracle happen. Otherwise, it's not looking good on Chris Brown for his, you know, his look right now, because it's already looking like he's the most hated guy in the R&B pop world right now. Everybody's kind of like, you know, Chris Brown is Chris Brown that. And he's just giving them more things to judge him on, you know, and I don't know. We're not sure 100% if it's true. I mean, well, you know, he's facing this time, so obviously it got to be some truth to it. But it's crazy, because I'm really trying to give him the benefit of a doubt, because, you know, like I said before, people make mistakes, and I'm a big believer that, you know, people make mistakes, and they can, you know, if it's not something that they've done repeatedly, then they can correct it. But right now, he's not really living up to that expectation that I'm having of him not making the same mistakes, which I'm not hearing him hitting on a woman, but he's still having some issues, you know, as far as looking like the bad guy. And I mean, really, Chris Brown, people are going to take, what do you expect? Like, if you did take her phone, do you really think that they're not going to take pictures of you? Like, you are a celebrity. You are the hottest thing right now. So unless he was doing something that he wasn't supposed to be doing at the time, I don't see another reason why he would have just taken her phone. Or maybe he was drunk. I don't know. You know, I don't know. Like, you know, I try to think about my shoes, or me being in someone else's shoes, and my only thought is that maybe, you know, being a celebrity is a lot of pressure, and especially when you're getting that bad guy image. So I don't know if he's trying to run with the image, or if he's, you know, I don't know. I'm over trying to figure out what the heck he's going through right now. But apparently, you know, we need that attorney to make a miracle happen in order to pull this off, because it's not looking good for Chris Brown. And I'm going to be tuning in to keep updating about that one. Thought that was really interesting. But no, not really too many other topics with him and Rihanna besides, you know, them being caught or being seen at a party recently together. And, you know, I don't know what's going on with them. But, you know, I'm like I said before, I'm going to keep trying to keep getting some dirt on them, too. And that's all for them right now, as of right now. But, yeah, also in the Kardashian world, the one sister that we don't talk too much about, Kourtney, she is supposedly going to be firing her mother. Mm-hmm. She is going to give her that pink slip and say goodbye because she feels that her mother is, you know, I guess giving more attention and or special attention, so they say, to Kim and Khloé and not to her. Boo hoo. You know, I feel like that's crazy because maybe she's a little mad because she's not getting some of the publicity or some of the attention that her other sister is getting. But it's not your mother's fault. You know, like, I don't see what she can really do for you as far as that. And I, you know, as far as her getting more attention, she's just not as relevant as the other two. Because why? Maybe because she's not dating a ball player. Hate to say it, but apparently, you know, that's what it seems to be. I mean, you know, we all know Khloé and Lamar is together, and Kim's always hopping around from player to player, you know, who's going to be next. So, you know, it's always going to be about them two as far as that is concerned, because we're going to always want to know who Kim is going to be with next, and, you know, what's going on with Khloé and Lamar and all that good stuff. So as far as you know, I mean, well, she's expecting a daughter, a baby girl, which is that's a good thing. But unfortunately, because her man is not as famous or as big of a deal as the others, you know, I guess she's just not getting that good attention that she would like. And I think they're, you know, doing some kind of, she feels that she can't do as much without her mother around. Maybe she wants to do more because they have some kind of skincare products that they're promoting, and she can't do nothing without her mother's radar being on her. So I guess maybe she wants to spread her rings and do more with the company. I'm not sure exactly what she's managing her for, honestly. If someone know, please let me know, because I would like to know myself. But yeah, apparently she might be just going to go ahead and just fire her mother because of that. And I don't know what else to say about that besides, you know, like I said, just make yourself more relevant. Go find you a basketball player. No, I'm just kidding, people. It's not a good thing. But unfortunately, that's what the people like to see. So hopefully, you know, they work that out, because we don't want the family to fall apart over some craziness like that. And also, just a little sprinkle of a little information, because I don't hear about him often. Kale from Kenan and Kale, he just got married. Yes, he got married to a lady named Asia Lee in L.A. in a very nice, gorgeous wedding. Actually, it was really nice. Really nice pictures I saw. I thought it was really pretty. And yeah, and I wished him the best of luck. Hopefully he got his financial issues resolved, because last thing I remember them talking about when they mentioned Kale is that he was filing bankruptcy and only had like $20 to his name. This was like, I think, 2 years ago. So, you know, maybe he looks like he might be doing a little bit better now for himself. You know, he got a woman. He's found someone. I'm sure nobody wants nobody who just got $20 to their name. So he must be doing much better for himself, and which is a really good thing. So I wish him the best of luck. And yeah, that was pretty interesting to me. Also, I ran across, just stumbled across a photo of Lady Gaga, and she is crazy. This lady is at a party. I think it was like an after party of some fashion show or something like that. But She stripped down whatever she had on before and was caught in a sequence. Nope, I'm sorry, not sequence, sheer. Let me repeat, sheer dress or bodysuit. All see-through with like some little pasties on her chichis, not covering the chichis, just covering the inner part of them, and just underwear and some heels and some blue hair. Can I say risque? Because that was very risky. And you know, hey, that's Lady Gaga for you. She's always making ways to be on the scene and keeping people's eyebrows raised up high. And she definitely got that one down on lock, because you never know what to expect with her. And she's definitely out there like, hey, look at me. I thought that was really interesting to see her in an all see-through. Like, she has it all out. She's not like, I mean, you know, she's not keeping anything up for imagination. Like, it's just all there. and that's, yeah, I don't know what else to say that besides, you know, hey, whatever floats your boat. If that's what gets people's attention, if that's what you feel like you gotta do, then do it. I personally think that she's really talented and that she don't even need to do all that to stay relevant. Like, I mean, I know she's kind of losing her spotlight a little bit, but I mean, hey, I don't think that's gonna really help too much Lady Gaga. But hey, I still love her. She's still a good entertainer to me. But like I said, you never know what she's gonna do next. And speaking of fashion, we all know about the Oscars that went on this weekend, and just wanted to, you know, I don't really watch, you know, all of those awards. It's just way too many awards to watch nowadays. I don't really keep up with all of them, but I do like to, because I'm so into fashion. I do like to look at the best dressed and what everybody has to say on the red carpet and everything. That's probably the most interesting part for me. But apparently we have Angelina Jolie. She was looking really, really, really nice in her Versace gown. It's all velvet black with a nice high slit, with her leg peeking out, saying hello. Everyone loved it. That's been really hot too, by the way. Like, I've seen Rihanna and a couple other people, Toni Braxton. You know, well, Toni always had those little slits on lock, but a lot of people are wearing that little style right now. It's definitely came back. I remember a couple years ago, people had the slit things going on. That's definitely back in right now. The slit with the leg poking out, that is like the hot thing going on. And I also said she had on like $2.5 million worth of jewelry, but I didn't really notice it, so I don't know about that part. But I loved her dress. She had on the little fake hip thing, so she kept her hand on her hip with that leg poking out, which was really cute. And I really liked hers. Also, Michelle Williams with her was really nice. A lot of people loved hers with her burnt orange vintage Louis Vuitton dress, frock. And it was really pretty. Like, I love it. Like, it could have been risky, but she pulled it off so well. It was really beautiful. The material's awesome. The color is awesome. That's like, so right now it's like one of the hottest or one of the biggest colors of the season right now, the burnt orange look. She had like a little pink clutch, Louis Vuitton clutch, really, really pretty. I loved her outfit. I loved her look, everything, the hair, everything was awesome. She definitely caught attention. But what I absolutely loved is Jessica Christian's glamorous hand-embroidered Alexander McQueen dress. And she also had on some yellow diamonds and everything, which really complemented the whole yellow goldish looking beads on her dress. And the way that it was designed was just really beautiful. You can see a lot of the gold beads up at the top, and then it kind of leads down. And it was so beautiful. Like, that really caught my eye. And her yellow diamonds were about $2 million worth. Really, really pure, really pretty. Also, Emma Stone from The Help. She looked so classy and sassy in her red gosh, don't get mad at me if I don't pronounce this right. Guillaume Batista Villehatu Couture. I probably butchered that, but you know, I tried. And it was a really cute couture halter with a little necktie bow on the side. Really, really classy looked for her. And she had a really cute sparkling silver clutch by Louis Vuitton. Really, really, really beautiful. I love that one too. But some people didn't like her outfit. The next one I'm going to talk about. But I really loved it. I love her look. I think it works for her. And it's Jennifer Lopez. She did her signature, you know, the front drape down look. And it was really, really, really sexy on her. It had the gold finish and touches on there, kind of like a horizontal zigzag looking stripes going down with the white. Really pretty. But it's also a little talk about her having a wardrobe malfunction with the whole pop out of the breast. And yeah, you know, that's the risk you take when you wear those kind of styles, Jennifer. And that's her thing. So, hey. But yeah, that's been a big talk about her popping out and saying hello. I don't know. I didn't get a chance to see that one. I'm okay with missing that one right about now. But that's been a big talk right now with the whole pop out look. And I think the cutest couple to me was George Clooney and Stacey Keibler. And she looked so pretty in her gold dress. She looks like an Oscar award statue come to life. It was so pretty on her. I think they're so cute together. Another thing that was so funny to me was was kind of a moment for this guy named Sasha Baron Cohen. And he was promoting his movie, and he's like playing a dictator or whatever. So he dressed up the part, and he was carrying some fake ashes, and he spilt it all over Ryan Seacrest, and Ryan Seacrest was not happy. Like, you could see it all in his face. Like, dude, what the heck was that? He's looking like, I'm gonna kill you. And yeah, he like spilled the ashes all over the red carpet, and it was really funny. You know, it was messy, but funny. And then it was a good way to promote his movie. It was kind of smart as well. So he definitely took the cake of having the joke of the night. And, you know, Ryan Seacrest was part of it. And although I don't think he asked to be part of it, but he was. So, you know, hey, at least you stood out in that moment, okay? But, yeah, I think that's mostly the parts that I like to watch when it comes to awards. You know, the fashion part of it. Of course, you know, you want to see some performances I didn't get a chance to watch, but I did get to see some of the outfits, and I love some of them. Some of them it wasn't all that, but, you know, we did have a couple of eye grabbers in there, which was awesome. So, yeah, but, you know, I'm going to take a little break, let you listen to a little bit of music, come back with some more nice gossip stories for you. And you know what you're listening to. This is Top It Off every Tuesday with DJ TY, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., giving you all the good scoops and gossips and juicy topics that you all love to hear right here on www.radio.dominican.edu.
forget about you, your love, your sex. You know I work you out like Bowflex. Our jokes, no stress. Love, live life, proceed, progress. Make sure the neighbors get no rest. We can get together, never disconnect. Yeah, your back, your neck. Funny how that song haven't got old yet to us, so let's project. You stay in, never in.
Can't help it.
Oh my God,
you got me tripping, oh, stumbling. for the birds. You ain't nothing but a vulture. Always hoping for the worst, waiting for me to fuck up. You'll regret the day when I find another girl, yeah. They know just what I need, she know just what I mean. When I tell her, keep it drama free. Whoa, whoa. I know you mad, but so what? I wish you best of luck. Now I'm finna throw them deuces up. I'm on some new shit. I'm chucking my deuces up to her. I'm moving on to something better, better, better. No more trying to make it work. You make me wanna say, say bye bye. Say, say bye bye. Say, say bye bye to her. You make me wanna say, say bye bye. Say, say bye bye.
Used to be Valentine's, together all the time. Thought it was true love, but you know women lie. It's like I sent my love with a text 2 times. Called cause I care, but I ain't getting no reply. Trying to see eye to eye, but it's like we both blind. Fuck it, let's hit the club, I rarely sit, but poke me some. Cause when it's all said and done, I ain't gonna be the one that she can always run to. I hate liars, fuck love, I'm tired of trying. My heart big, but it be quiet. I don't never feel like we vibing. Cause every time we alone, it's an awkward silence. So leave your keys on the kitchen counter and give me back that ruby ring with the big diamond. Shit is over, what you tripping for? I don't wanna have to let you go, but baby, I think it's better if I let you know.
No. I'm on some new shit, I'm chucking my deuces up to her. I'm moving on to something better, better, better. No more time to make it work. No. Make me wanna say, say bye bye.
Shorty always on some bullshit like Chicago, so I flip that middle finger and the index finger follow. Deuces, we ain't got no future in tomorrow. I'm a dick, so it shouldn't be that hard to swallow. The other chick I'm with never complaining. She make me wanna leave the one I'm with, Usher Raymond. Probably didn't register, don't trip, later on it will. Shorty full of drama like gangster Grizzles. I finally noticed it, it finally hit me. Like Tina did Ike in a limo, it finally hit me. I got a new chick, and she ain't you. She Paula Patton thick, she give me deja vu. And all that attitude, I don't care about it. But all that shit I do for her, you gon' hear about it. Breezy rap, 2 up, 2 down, but I'm just putting 2 up, chucking up the deuce now.
I'm on some new shit, I'm chucking my deuces up to her. I'm moving on to something better, better,
better, baby.
No more trying to make it work. Make me wanna say, say bye bye, say, say bye bye,
say,
say bye bye
to her.
Sun and lights on.
And when we're done,
I wanna feel my
Stolen, DJ Ayo, and DJ Crown. Let's go.
Turn that thing into a rainforest. Rain on my head, call that brainstorming. Yeah, this is deep, oh, but I go deeper. Make you lose yourself and find us keepers. It go green light, go easy go. I like to taste that sugar, that sweet and low. But hold up, wait, new position. I put her on my plate, then I do the dishes. She my motivation, I'm her transportation. Cause I let her ride while I drive her crazy. Then I just keep going like I'm racing. When I'm done, she hold me like a conversation. We's a baby.
And when we're done,
I wanna feel my legs.
And when we're done,
I just wanna feel your hands all over me, baby. But you can't stop that.
Hola.
Go, 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 go. Go,
go, go, go. Hey now, I am back. This is DJ TY, and you're still here with me at Top It Off every Tuesday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. You know, going to give you some little juicy updates on these celebrities and their crazy lives. Just some of the good things that's going on around the world. Need a little rumor fix. Need a little juicy gossip. This is where you come. So, you know, I left off talking about the Oscars and the dress, the best dress, and all of the nice clothes and outfits I saw on the red carpet and some of the little moments. And those were really, 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 really awesome. And I almost forgot to mention how they're like bashing poor old Precious, the girl that played in the movie Precious, for her hair. You guys, leave the girl alone. Like she's not, you know, she needs a little help in her fashion maybe, and to, you know, get herself together on that end. But I wouldn't just, you know, keep messing with the poor girl. Leave her alone, you guys. That's so cruel. But anyways, leaving that topic, I also saw something about Uma Thurman. I love her. That's the girl from the lady from Kill Bill. Played in a lot of other movies as well, but Kill Bill was one of my movies, so that's what stands out the most with me and her, and I loved her in it. Yeah, I saw something about her, and she is apparently gonna have a baby, and she is pregnant, and she confirmed it. I'm not sure what she's having, though, but that's awesome, because, you know, she's getting up there in age, and I, you know, it's about that time. Put some beans in the oven. So that was cool, and also, I saw a little something about Nicki Minaj. She was at the All-Star Weekend, and she has a boyfriend, a fiance, and I guess they were like having some problems, like they were breaking up or whatever, and they, I believe, just got back together, and they're saying that she treats him bad because she was caught taking a picture with Lil Wayne, kissing him or doing some kind of mouth to mouth. I don't know what you would call it, because he was standing up and she was too. So, I mean, I don't think she was saving his life, but that was pretty weird. Like, excuse me, Nicki, don't you see your boyfriend sitting right there? Like, that was really, really crazy. But yeah, she was like all in Lil Wayne's face, and Drake's in the background looking like he want to cry, because, you know, he got the biggest crush on Nicki Minaj. So that was really weird. Like, she was all on him, and her dude was like a couple feet away. So I was like, okay, that was kind of cruel, Nicki. But yeah, that was interesting to me to see that, because like it's always been rumors that her and Lil Wayne had something going on, and I don't know what that was about, that whole kiss thing. So yeah, that was really weird. And also just leading up to the NBA All-Star Weekend, which I am just so sad I couldn't make it. But yeah, maybe next time, you know, I would like to be there. Next year, I'll be there, hopefully. But a couple of things I heard was that LeBron James did not go for the last shot. He did not take the clutch. And that's kind of been like ringing a lot of bells around town, because they feel like, you know, he's not that winning superstar athlete that they thought he was, or he's, you know, not taking the winning shot, and it's not a good thing. They, you know, people have more faith in him. They think he's going to go for it, and he's going to bring in some good points, and he's just not doing that. He's not bringing in the numbers like people was hoping for. And also, they say that Kobe got his nose busted, by Dwayne Wade. I didn't watch the whole game, so I don't know. I'm sure he didn't just bust his nose on purpose, but, you know, apparently they were playing with each other, and he busted his nose. Poor Kobe. That's my man. I like him. Don't be doing that to him. No, I'm just kidding. And the dunk contest, that's one of the things that I did see. And it was kind of boo, whack, womp, womp. Not happy about it. Like, I just thought it would have been, I mean, you know, I guess now, because it's been seen, everything's been seen and done with the dunking and everything, so it's not as interesting as it used to be back in the day. But yeah, it was kind of whack. Like, nothing. I mean, they give people so many tries now to mess up and to try again, and it was just like watching them try to do this impossible dunk that they're not gonna do, and a couple of people did not do it, and a couple people finally got it right after the first couple tries. It was like, okay, good for you. A couple people didn't. It was like, okay, what's going on? So yeah, it was kind of not what I expected. I expected a little bit more from the dunk contest. Moving on, but a couple of celebrities that I saw was Kevin Hart. I love him. He's so funny, the comedian. I can't wait to see him live, man. He's so freaking funny. Love him. Also, Common, rapper Diddy as well. He was participating in some of the dunks, got dunked on, like Kevin Hart little self too. He's not hard to jump over. He's only like 4 feet tall. But it was funny watching that anyway. And Kevin Durant was like he won MVP, most valuable player, which was interesting too. So, yeah, that's a couple of little names, a couple of little faces I saw there. And, of course, you know, like I said, Nicki Minaj, I'm sure, was there, and Lil Wayne and Drake and all of those good old people. So, yeah, maybe next time I will be able to be present. Who knows? Another little update with Whitney Houston, of course. She's been laid to rest in New Jersey. Close to Westfield at the Fairview Cemetery. And she's next to her father, who died in like 2003, I believe, which is awesome because, you know, who wouldn't have it another way to be, you know, buried next to one of your loved ones. So I thought that was really, really a nice way for her to go be next to her father. And, and still hoping for the best for her daughter. Like, she's still going through a lot, and we hope that she can still pull through and get some help, because, you know, everybody's really concerned about her, and it's just a lot of pressure on her to deal with all of this publicity, because, you know, and she's never really had all that, like, people just wondering, like, where's she at, what's she doing, what's going on with her. You know, it was always about her mother or her father and all their things that was going on with them. And she was always kind of in the background, but now she's being brought up to the spotlight and at a really, you know, really critical time of her life, you know, with her mother passing away and all these issues, of course, with her father getting custody and where she gonna be with her grandmother, who she don't know. Don't know where she's gonna end up. So poor girl is really going through a lot. And I'm, you know, gonna keep trying to keep an eye on her, give you updates, because I want to know, you know, I want to make sure she's going to be good, because that's a lot of pressure. I can only imagine. It's already hard. People lose parents all the time, but to lose one of the most biggest superstar icons, one of the most biggest in the world, and, you know, the way that she lost her, and, you know, it just really was not, you know, I mean, you can't prepare for nothing like that, but it was just really not expected. So we really was expecting a good comeback from Whitney and ready for her to be at the Grammys. And I believe she's going to be in the new movie, and, you know, just really was expecting some changes and some good news about her. And then for that to come about is so bad to hear. And I'm just going to keep looking and keeping an eye on Miss Bobby Christina and wishing the best for her. And then just another little story I saw, well, not really a story. I was just looking and I saw something about that, singer Maya, and she's like really gained a lot of weight. So I'm want to know what the story is about her. Like, I've never seen her that big. She's gaining a lot of weight. So, what's going on with you, Maya? But got a couple of little information about the Dancing with the Star cast members. Jaleel White from Family Matters, he's going to be on the next season. Martina Navratilova, probably butchered her name too, I'm sorry, but that's a tennis legend apparently. She's going to be on there. Jack Wagner, he's a soap opera star and a slash singer. He's going to be on there. Donald Driver, he's a Green Bay Packer. He will be attending as well. Rashawn Friend, he was on Disney Channel, I guess. William Levy, Cuban heartthrob actor slash model. Gavin DeGraw, he's a singer. He's going to be on there. Maria Menudo's. Extra host, she's gonna be on there. And also one that finally that I know, Gladys Knight, the singing legendary Gladys Knight, will be on there. And that's really interesting. I would love to see her and hear her sing. Of course, she just is awesome. She still has it. Like, her voice is so powerful and just awesome to me. And yeah, I'm going to be really looking forward to seeing that one. I might just actually go ahead and tune into that. But, yeah, just a couple of updates on the celebrities and gossip and all that good stuff we like to hear. So, going to take another short break this time, give you a little moment to gather your thoughts, and I will return with a little bit more gossip and the closure of this show. And you're here on radio.dominican.edu. Top It Off Tuesday with DJ TY.
With you, hold me like this, just rock with me. Put your arms around me.
good. I'm having fun. This is the best night of my life. Girl, can I be real? I just wanna feel on your booty. That's not a big deal. Shawty, you drinking on that martini. I wanna see you in a bikini. Or better get a phone. Baby, what's wrong? I'm trying to tell you, girl, it's the purpose of the song. Whichever one, girl, you're second to none. I'm feeling good, I'm having fun. This is the best night of my life. We off that Patron, and both of us gone. Girl, this could be the best night of my life. You could've been anywhere in the world, but you're right here with me, girl. And if we go home and make love, this could be the best night of your life. So girl, let me ask you a question while we're sipping bud. Are you going home with me after the club? That's a yes or a no. I'm just letting you know where this night can go. And girl, I'm hoping you see things my way. Cause I just want your love to stay.
Tender, tell me what you sipping on. Girl, I'm not a travel agent, so what you tripping on? You say, I think I can make it happen cause I'm famous. Nah, I'm just trying to get it cracking cause we faded. Get you to my crib, spend some time alone. Barely over 21, I mean you kinda grown. And I'm tat it up. Come down to that bread, I'ma stack it up. Where you going, baby girl, back it up.
You gon' need a song, stop your head cause it's gon' get wild. If we keep loving like this, we might make a child. A daughter, a son, whichever one. Girl, you're second to none. I'm feeling good, I'm having fun. This is the best night of my life. We off the Patron, and both of us gone. Girl, this could be the best night of my life.
Self and center, clarity, peace, serenity. Seek the dark ahead, if
myself in center. Clarity, peace, serenity.
Hey now, hey now, I'm back. This is DJ TY, and you are still tuned in to Top It Off Tuesday, every Tuesday with the one and only DJ TY. I'm giving you all the good scoops and gossip and everything about these celebrities' lives. Really fun topics and anything I can dig up and just give to you, I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to give it to you live right here on Top It Off every Tuesday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on radio.dominican.edu. Just also wanted to give you a couple little last updates. Justin Bieber is apparently being sued by the makers of Justin Bieber, which is like a parody about him and everything, and it's like an actual beaver that looks like him, and it's kind of funny. But anyways, I'm kind of confused about it, because you would think that he's suing them for making fun of him, but apparently they're suing him. It's what I'm gathering. A cease and desist has been drawn for that, and I'm kind of confused on the whole thing. Like, what exactly are they suing him for? But that was just something interesting to throw out there, that he is being sued for something that someone's making fun of him about. Oh, I'm confused. But and then also Paris Hilton has a song, or had a song that was leaked out. People thought it was a new song, but apparently it's like an old song that she made a demo of, and somebody leaked it out, and it was just something she made a while ago and was having fun with her friends, and people thought it was actual new song, so they were kind of bashing her about it. I haven't heard it yet, but I guess whatever it was not something people was feeling that much. And but she does have a new song coming out in a couple of months with Afrojack, and it's supposed to be a really good club banger, and I want to hear it. I'm really curious to see how she is music wise, because I've never really got a chance to hear anything. Last I heard, it wasn't that good. So I don't know what she's been doing lately, because she's just still trying to keep the fire going, because, you know, she hasn't been hot for a while. And I'm kind of shocked, because she had everything. She was like the old Kim Kardashian, I guess you would say, just famous for whatever reason. And now she's not. So she's trying to keep it going some kind of way. But yeah, that was really interesting to see her. You know, I haven't heard anything about her, so I just had to throw something out about her, you know. And then also just a little Rihanna quick update. She was she was apparently on Twitter, and she's accusing her fan. This is her fan for being a cyber bully, which she called it, and says that because her fan mentioned her, made sure that she heard it too, and said that, you know, I'd lost all respect for Kim. How are you going? I mean, for Kim, lost all respect for Rihanna. How are you going to do a song about, I mean, a song with the person who like beat your face in? Talking about Chris Brown, of course, and their two new remix songs, or her remix song with him and his new song with her on it. And, you know, people is like not really feeling her for doing any kind of work with him. Or some people is, I should say. Some people are for it, some people are not. But, some people are really not feeling her and him being on a song together. They're like, what are you doing? Like, he just beat you up, and now you're doing a song with him. Like, it's just all cookies. So she said that to her, and she's like, she said, it's not a good look for her. And Rihanna replies, neither is your AVI. And apparently that means your, like your profile picture is talking about her. Like, she's not cute either. So it's not a good look for you. You don't look good. So leave me alone, type of thing. And yeah, and that was really interesting, because I just see a lot of people getting in trouble on Twitter and all these little, you know, accounts that they have where they can really get a lot of feedback and get a lot of up close and personal attacks from fans. And it's like, these things are really getting people in trouble. You know, you got to really be careful what you say. You got to be careful what you respond to, because people are watching and listening and reading everything that you're talking about on that. And that's just really a trip, because you didn't see things like that back in the day, like where people can really get that close and that personal to celebrities, like through networks. And that's really crazy that you can just reach out and say stuff and then really get a reaction out of them now that easily. So my advice is to just, you know, leave Twitter alone, or leave it strictly on a business basis, promoting whatever it is that you're doing. That's my advice about Twitter for you celebrities. Like, leave it alone. Don't even feed into the negativity, because that's just going to get you in trouble. And then just one last thing about Chris Brown. Apparently he's not going to be arrested today, or whenever it was, yesterday or today. the Florida prosecutor was in trial on another case, so he was not able to make it to Chris Brown's trial, which he's very lucky about. He gets some more time to do whatever, and which, you know, he's definitely facing some time, up to 4 years, for the violation of what happened with Rihanna. And I think that's what's more of the issue that he's facing, is the violation of his probation versus the actual situation at hand about the, what is it called, snatch and grab, robbery, whatever it was. So apparently that's more of the concerns, that he's going to be violating his probation by even being in court, appearing in court, having any issues. So yeah, like I said, hopefully he gets it together. And be careful what you do and say with these fans, because they will get you in trouble. Like, both of them right now are going through some crazy crap with fans. And to really be an example of, you know, be careful what you say and do with these fans, because they are really not caring about your lives, and they will get you in trouble. They only see what you are revealed on TV. They don't know you as a person, so it wouldn't even matter to them. They get their little time in the spotlight, and that's all that matters. So if you want to maintain your spotlight, leave them alone. Don't even feed into it. Yeah, and that has been your whole little gossip fix for the day. Hopefully I was able to tap into a couple of things people were wanting to hear about and get some more info on. And, you know, tune in every Tuesday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. right here at Top It Off Tuesday with DJ TY at radio.dominican.edu. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for tuning in.
How could a goddess ask someone that's only average for advice? OMG, you listen to that, bitch? Woe is me, baby, this is tragic, cause we had it, we was magic. I was flying, now I'm crashing. This is